This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. You're probably not familiar with the name Devon Franklin unless you're a Hollywood insider, which he most assuredly is. 10 years in the executive ranks at Sony Pictures, now running his own production house, Franklin Entertainment. More specifically, though, he is arguably the guy in Hollywood getting Christian-themed entertainment into wide release. His latest film is a CGI animated version of The Nativity. It's called The Star. It opens tomorrow. He's also got a new book out. It's called The Hollywood Commandments. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me on the program.
Oh, snap. There's a whole lot to talk about with you and the book and the movie and all of that, but I want to lean right into who you are in this place. You say in this book that the church didn't necessarily teach you to be successful. Hollywood did.
Yes.
Explain that a little bit.
I know. That line alone probably has got me uninvited to some churches. What I mean by that is that the church is not a one-stop shop. So when it comes to practically learning how to be successful, learning how to deal with difficult people, learning how to negotiate, learning how to make films, I didn't learn those things in the church. I learned those in Hollywood. So I say that Hollywood made me successful. The church didn't, as a way to let people know that too often we try to say, oh, it has to be, everything has to be spiritual or everything has to be secular. I'm saying, no, I believe it's a combination of both. And in my experience as a spiritual person, it was the secular world that taught me the most that I've learned to date about success.
This will irritate perhaps you and perhaps some listeners, but it cannot have escaped your notice that you developed your professional skills. I don't want to call Hollywood a godless place, but it's a place that is hedonistic and driven by profit and mana and all of that jazz, mm-hmm. which does not necessarily line up with a lot mm-hmm. of the Christian and spiritual things that you talk about in this book and in your life.
Right. But that's the beauty of it, right? I think too often we put a requirement on an environment that is not what the environment is supposed to do, right? Hollywood, to a degree, is democratic. Hollywood is agnostic. If you are a spiritual person and you're going into the world, right, you're going into secular environments that do not profess to hold your belief system. You're there to say, okay, if you're being called to an industry, it's how you navigate that industry, not how you allow that industry to navigate you.
What you just said, called to an industry.
Yes.
You believe you were called to Hollywood.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I wouldn't
explain
be here.
That.
What I mean is that I feel like this is a part of my purpose. You know, I lost my father at the age of nine from a heart attack when he died at 36. And my mom didn't have money for therapy. So it was church and it was entertainment. It was Hollywood that kind of helped me heal. And I really felt like, well, I want to be a part of the industry, because if this industry can have this type of impact on me, then I want to be a part of an industry that can actually do that for others. So that was the goal. And when I've seen things kind of transpire in my 20-year career in Hollywood, I do
20 years? How old are you? Get out of here.
I'm 39, 20? Man.
Wow.
I started at 18.
Wow.
Yes. So I do see that.
I want to talk about this making change thing, because the idea of the Christian slice of the entertainment industry is, it's not new, but it's nascent, I think, is a good word for it, mm-hmm. right? Did you come here with the intent of building that market?
Not even a little bit. It wasn't until I became an executive at Sony in 2005. The first movie I worked on was Pursuit of Happiness. The movie was so inspirational and so powerful. I just said, this movie is going to speak to people of faith, because I'm a person of faith and it's speaking to me. And so I put together a whole marketing and publicity campaign on how to take the message of faith to the faith-based audience. The film ended up making $160 million domestic.
Boatload of money, yeah.
Huge. But what it showed me was like, oh, wow, I can merge my passions here. And so I didn't know that until that moment. It was never it was never clear to me. And then from there, did other films like Not Easily Broken, Jumping the Broom, Sparkle, and then ultimately Heaven is for Real,
right,
which opened up the door for me to start Franklin Entertainment.
Heaven is for Real does quite well.
You
have a conversation with Amy Pascal in which you say, this was great, but I got to go.
Yes.
Tell me about that.
In that moment, man, you know, people think I was crazy, but like, I can't make movies of faith if I'm not living by faith. And so Amy had emailed me that weekend. I got in the meeting and she's like, oh, you know, what are we going to do next? And we want to promote you. We want to give you more money. And I said, nope. I said, I quit, because I knew that there was an opportunity. Because in Hollywood, whenever you have a hit, you now have some equity that you can spend, and you got to figure out what you want to use it on. And for me, I said, now's the time. So I said, I'm quitting and I want to start Franklin Entertainment and I want you to fund it. And she looked at me and she was like, okay. All right. And what I love about the story and why I share the anecdote was, it took months and months to negotiate the deal. And just about as soon as we're done negotiating the deal, the Sony computers got hacked. and all the information, yeah, you know, got out. And as a result, Amy lost her job.
Yeah.
And so I share that anecdote to say that, you know, there are sometimes we have to move when we feel that we have that feeling. It doesn't quite make sense.
Because if you had waited, man, forget it, right?
If I waited, I forget it. Right. Because the negotiation would got caught up in the hack and it would have been done.
You are obviously very upfront about your faith, both personally and professionally. Do you get pushback ever on that from people in your professional life?
No.
They're like,
no,
man, I just want to make movies, man.
No,
let me alone.
No, not in my professional life. In my spiritual life, I get pushed back.
Is that right? So the spiritual life pushes back against you being part of Hollywood.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Somehow that doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, they do. They do. I mean, but what's weird is that, and I talk about this in my book, The Hollywood Commandments, Hollywood is a place that embraces difference even more readily than the church. Hollywood is the favorite color of Hollywood is green.
Yeah, right.
Period. So if you're talented, if you have purple hair, if you have a different belief system, but you can use that talent to create profit.
It goes to what you said. You make a hit movie, you got lots of equity.
There
you
go.
Lots of capital, right?
So Hollywood in that way is very agnostic, yep. Whereas the church, you know, criticizes me a lot, say, well, certain segments of the church, oh, you know, well, you're just too secular. But I say, you know, listen, if Jesus said, you know, be in the world, right? Not of it, be in it. So I have to be in what I'm doing if I ever have a chance or desire to want to impact it.
It's a movie called The Star, comes out tomorrow. Devon Franklin is the guy who produced it. His book is called The Hollywood Commandments. Thanks a lot for coming in. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.